Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. Before I share a conversation from the recent AllTech International Symposium, let's just review some of the events coming up that's going to take the Zimcom team out on the agroblogging highway. And that includes World Pork Expo, that annual event Cindy will be attending and working with Joanna there to cover all the activities that are taking place there. I'll be in New Holland, Pennsylvania to see some new products being launched by New Holland. And Jamie will be on the road to South Dakota for a Raven event, their Innovation Summit. And then following that, we've got the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, a Bayer anniversary event, a Livestock Marketing Association competition that I'll be judging for World Auctioneer, and then the American Seed Trade Association convention. I will be at the NAM Executive Committee meeting in Missouri, and then I think we get a little bit of a break before we get into the holiday time with our National Independence Day, 4th of July. So it's a busy month for the Zimcom team in June 2013. Let's go now back to the AllTech International Symposium, where I was attending there along with our first Zimcom agroblogging intern, Maggie Seiler, who worked alongside me and did a fantastic job. And you can see her coverage that she learned how to do and started doing right there at that event in the media room there on agwired.com. What I have for you here is a conversation that I had with Les Call with AdFarm. He was on the program for a marketing session. Let's hear what Les had to tell folks about this thing we call marketing. Les, you have participated in a couple of sessions here, one in what's called the Marketing Forum, and I'd like to get some of your thoughts and ideas and takeaways from your session. Marketing is a broad term, I know. How did you address your remarks, and what did you want the folks attending to take away from that?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think all of the speakers have been great today and yesterday. What I do like about the speakers that they've selected is they're bringing in folks from outside of agriculture to tell their stories so that people can look at those stories, listen to those stories, and think about how they might actually apply them to agriculture, which I think is good because there's many different case studies out there that ag can learn from. My particular talk was really about design and how it affects your communication, and it was something that the AllTech folks asked me to speak about as they had some feedback last year that the people that were attending the marketing session really didn't quite understand what the big deal was about design per se and how it does actually affect and what you're saying, the emotion that comes with it, and how it can really play on the message either for or against you depending on how you use it.
When you say design, define what you mean by that. Some people may not understand what that
means. Sure, yeah. Well, I guess in its most traditional form, it's graphic design, but I used examples of product design, communication design, everything from print ads to video to web design. You know, it covers the gamut. Design is actually a very big word. It covers a lot of different areas, for sure.
One thing that I heard here at this conference is that we in agriculture, broadly defined, do a terrible job of marketing. And I think that was meant in context of a lot of the misinformation that's out there, some of the activist campaigns that seem to be getting great media attention, where we just, I guess, have taken for granted that
people got to eat. So is it that how important is marketing to us?
Yeah, marketing or public relations, I guess, depending on how you define it. But yeah, I do think that agriculture is waking up to the fact that they've got to be responsible for telling their own story. And I'm glad that that was the topic here as well, and that people were talking about it and nodding in the audience when people mentioned that and supportive of it, because I think agriculture for too long has sort of worked in sort of behind the scenes, which I think is kind of I think typical of maybe even farmers and producers' personalities, right? They don't like the spotlight necessarily, and so they don't look for it. But I think it's time now that people take control of the agricultural story, and agriculture has to tell that story.
For the other folks that you had the opportunity to listen to in either of your sessions, was there anything you thought, wow, that's really kind of a either profound or fascinating, say, fact or idea?
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess not exactly, but what I do think is profound is that everybody was speaking the same way. So I think the message is getting out to the community, and the story is being, or at least the problem is being defined similarly, and so people are solving it together, which I find quite profound.
Well, I know that your company works with quite a few, I mean, Ad Farm kind of says it all, I've always thought. But, you know, when you work with your clients today on, and again, marketing's a broad term, but do you think when it comes to telling your own story that this is something that they're more open to, willing to look to an agency like yours to help them with?
Yes, more and more. They definitely are. Whereas 5 years ago, companies, big ag companies, were locking their employees out of Facebook and any sort of social media interaction on the job. They now all have or attempting to have social media strategies and letting people tell their story and trying to control the message a little bit more appropriately.
I don't know how active engaged your attendees were for your sessions, but did you hear some good questions? I mean, were they, you think, picking up on these ideas? And because sometimes from the type of questions they ask you, you can gauge whether that things are sinking in. You know?
Right. No, I actually do think they were. And in fact, there were a couple of, I thought, tough questions that people were very accepting of the answers to. I think they maybe wanted it to be a little bit easier, but in the end, people were nodding and agreeing that, yeah, this is our responsibility. We need to do this.
Just a comment, if you would, on the fact that this is a not only large, but very international group that gets together here. I'm betting that you had some folks in there that spoke different languages, for example. And I don't know how much experience you've had with that kind of thing. How do you, you know, what are your thoughts on trying to talk to an audience like that who aren't just, you know, here, let's say, Midwest America?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually very exciting to be exposed to an audience like this. And I had a few people come up to me in that spoke Spanish and there was another language I can't recall now, but it was fun to talk to them. It was fun to see them as excited about agriculture in their part of the world as I know everybody here is, the people we talk to every single day, and again having many of the same issues and opportunities, you know, to communicate. So the symposium overall has been amazing. It is truly an international audience, like you say, and it's just incredible to see all these folks together, learning and having fun and being part of the agricultural community.
Yeah, I love this conference. I'm trying to figure out if it's 7 or 8 years I've been coming now, but like others, it's also interesting to note how we always think, well, our problems are different in America than in England or Africa. Really, they're not all that different. And this is just another conference where you see that happening. Anything else about the symposium or the topic that you dealt with in your session that you might want to share?
Not so much about my topic necessarily, but really I think the global aspect of this conference and some of the conversation around global marketing and global communications I think is very exciting. I think the fact that people are realizing that it is a global communication now makes for an exciting future for companies like ours, and we're excited to be part of all of it. So,
thank you very much, Les, for visiting with me here.
As always, the Alltech International Symposium is one of the highlight events that I have had the honor to be able to attend each year, and certainly appreciate Alltech for all of their support of what we do here at Zimcom New Media. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.